The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
When it comes to the operations, you know, that's something that we're talking about quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of things. We got to make sure the communication is clear and concise. I need to do better at making decisions faster and quicker and getting that information to the quarterback and being on the same page with him. So that's stuff that we're talking about this morning all the way to this evening and making sure that it's got to improve.
Nathaniel Hackett kept talking yesterday about how important it is to get the information to him quicker and then out to Russ quicker. Okay? Where is this information coming from? And what is it that's coming down to him? He says, I need to get the right information quicker.
Right.
What does that mean? He's the offensive coordinator. Yeah. He's the play caller.
Yeah.
He's there. He's in the game. He's got his play sheet in front of him. He's got the knows down and distance. What's bogging down here in the information chain?
Mike, I mean, you think it's just you just willy-nilly call plays? There's another great word, willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Wishy-washy.
Or wishy-washy. Still like wishy-washy better.
I know, but willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly, strong silver.
Yeah, do you think they're just calling willy-nilly, calling plays? Let's just call another play. Woohoo, this is fun, willy-nilly.
Russell, can you hear me?
Yeah. Russell, can you hear me?
All right, so
it's like Yentl.
So who's upstairs?
Russell,
what's upstairs?
All right, so
what's being said? What's being processed? Right. Why is it taking so long to get down to him?
What did you see in the game last night between Philly and Minnesota? Minnesota lined up in essentially one front. They just lined up in a very static vanilla front the entirety of the time and said, this is the defense we're playing. Okay. Most of the time, what's coming down is, hey, man, how are they reacting to a 3-by-1 formation? How are they reacting to a 3-by-1 formation that's out of 11 personnel versus 12 personnel? What personnel are they giving us? What defense are they playing in? Are they in an overfront? Are they in an underfront? Are they playing cover one, cover three, cover are they playing quarters? Are they playing quarter, half? Are they, like, how are they reacting to all this? Because essentially what you're doing is you're attacking the weakness of that defense. So now as we've created or we've run our first, let's call it our first 15 plays, now we're seeing how they reacted to each one of those formations. Now, how do we want to attack them going forward? So that's the information that you're having a discussion about, going, okay, the odds are we're going to get this defense again. In this defense, you know, we ran this route combination. It's not as good. Let's change it. Same formation. Let's motion to that formation, but let's run a different route.
So if Nathaniel Hackett was just calling plays, just an offensive coordinator calling plays upstairs, right? Let's say he's upstairs in the booth, and he's got a direct link to the quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
So, in this case, we're adding another step. Because your head coach wants to call the plays, and because he's down on the sideline, you're now having to add an extra step.
Which a lot of those operations work that way. Like, you'd be doing the same thing if you were up in the booth. You'd be getting the same information up in the booth, right? So what he's saying is we're just not relaying that information quickly enough. Like, we're not, as coaching staff, we're taking too much time. We need a tighter operation. I mean, I understand the concept behind it. And I think it's one of the reasons a lot of guys get promoted to call plays and they're not very good. You know, they're not. Some guys just can go, hey, every time we got, like, The other part that's difficult, it's really hard to see when you're sitting on or standing on the field. It's much easier to see up
so,
in the booth.
So Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak.
Yeah.
Who was in their ear? Upstairs.
Well whoever that, like, Mike Heimerdinger was on, Alex was on the field, like, this is what we're getting, you know, because he's seeing all the pictures. So he's yelling at him, like, we're getting this front. We need to run this or we need to run that.
There are a lot of voices in Mike's head, but
oh, sure,
he's
there's
just
a lot
able
of-
to But he's it got streamlined quickly, and he knew what to listen for and what to ask for, and
he knew
what to expect.
And he knew based on game planning, everything else. Like if we give them this, unless something changed, if we give them this formation or this, you know, this personnel grouping, this is how they're going to count. Yeah. So, but there's a lot of information that exchanges hands, and when you haven't done it before. Like, there are a lot of people, but at defensive coordinators, too, the game just speeds up for them when they have all that on their plate. It's just a natural process.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Zach Moss in the backfield. Allen zips it to Diggs on a slant, and it's a touchdown. Buffalo, his third of the night.
Westwood won. The Bills make it look easy in beating the Titans 41-7.
Yeah.
Kansas City, the only team that can knock off the Bills in the AFC?
Well, I don't know that they're the only team, Mike, but they certainly...
Really? All right, tell me a team that right now you think would be capable of knocking off the Bills. In a game that mattered.
Well, I mean, how about Miami?
Well, we'll get a little taste of that this week.
I mean...
Games at Miami this week.
There are teams.
Oh, you're all in on Miami all of a sudden, huh?
No,
that didn't take long.
No, they're that dynamic on the offensive side of the ball. You know, came back from what, 21 points down? Of course that'll happen when you decide not to cover Tyreek Hill at all.
Yeah.
Watched that game yesterday.
Wide open.
Just like,
how do you lose that guy?
Right. How do you go? Hey, it was like, it was one of those, hey, you take him. No, I don't want you take him. Nobody takes him.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He runs it himself around the right side, 25, 20, first time on 15, a block at the 10, cuts inside the 5, pushes a pile, drives, scores, Hurts with a terrific run, 26-yard touchdown run, magnificent.
Jalen Hurts, 26 of 31, 333 yards and a touchdown passing. Also ran for 57 yards and two more touchdowns. Mark, could Philadelphia actually be the sneaky best team in the NFC? NFC, I'm not on NFC East.
Yeah,
could they end up being the best team in the NFC? Is this a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I said it going into week one. And I said it coming out of week one. I think they're the most talented team. Top to bottom in the NFC. I think there's two teams, just roster construction-wise, I think the most two talented teams in the NFC, Mike. Philadelphia, and wait for it, San Francisco.
All right, more on that in a moment. Next on the Morning Brew.
And that is ripped to left center field. That may run all the way to the wall. Montero should score easily, and the big fella should have a triple, and he will. First career triple for Tolia, 2-1, Colorado.
Drew Goodman, AT&T Sportsnet. Man, just when you thought maybe the Rockies were putting together, you know, a nice little strong finish to the season, build some momentum, had won two in a row at the Cubbies, then had a 7-5 lead going to the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Gave up 2 to the Giants, and then 3 in the 10th, they lose 10-7. However, as we come down the home stretch here, some 14 games left. I said the Rockies would be better in the second half than the first.
You did.
So,
this is a very... All right, I want to know how you manipulated
these.
I'm
not manipulating anything. It's numbers. It's facts. So the Rockies were 35-46 in the first 81 games. 162 games in the season, first half, 81 games.
Okay, that's already our first problem.
35-46, that's 11 games under 500.
Okay.
Right now, in the second half, they are 29-37, 8 games below 500. So all they have to do is play basically 500 or even one or two games under 500 ball the rest of the way, and they will have been better in the second half than the first, and you will have to bow to me.
So
bend the knee.
But you are just telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there's a chance.
All right. Well, I will. And here's the amazing thing. And this should not go unnoted. They're doing it without Iron Man.
They are doing all this without Iron Man. So they have three more with San Francisco, three with San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Big games there for the Padres. Then they go to San Francisco, and then they finish the season with six games against the Dodgers in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yes.
I am going to say, Mike, that they are going to, oh, so you might have to bend the knee to me.
I could.
We should have a ceremony.
It'll be like a knighting type ceremony. This is all, this not night. This is Game of Thrones. This is House of Dragon stuff. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like
Jon Snow.
Yeah. So instead of me knighting you, I just lop off your head. With it, right? That's gonna require a huge blade. To lop off your head.
It's a lot of lopping.
Yeah. You could take my head off with a paring knife, but your head's going to be a giant sword.
Sword. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.